Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
I almost quit. I almost quit podcasting. I almost quit this whole game. You know, the video, the recordings, the uploading, the algorithms, all the things. It was overwhelming. I almost quit. A lot of it was because I lost the essence of why I was doing this, why I was here in the first place. It's been five years since I started the podcast. I'm not going to figure why, right? And it came at a season where, yeah, I've told the story multiple times. I was in a marketing class thinking about I was going to do more in marketing, learned it from a book. At that time, podcasting was on the rise. And I was like, yo, let me get this a shot. Practice my voice, all the kind of things, yada, yada, yada. And it really was one of those moments where, yeah, like I was in the garage. It was guerrilla, grassroots. Like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm still getting to the mic and I'm having a good time, right? And less about trying to get some major podcasting deal, but more of practicing the art and the craft of speaking, telling a story and relaying it to people. And if it was relatable, great. And I can just keep perfecting my skill sets along the way, right? Along the way, COVID happened, 2020 hit, and it became a mad dash to try to do all things at all times and hustle till you get to the point where you are trying to produce and you maximize the time that you have at home by yourself to be this extraneous artist out there or marketer, business person, whatever, right? So I fell into the trap. I was like, yeah, I got to figure out what to do, which then led into, okay, so how does the algorithm work? How does market research work? How do I change the way that I approach? How do I speak? How do I make sure when I upload it, I'm uploading every day and it's, you know, meeting the demands of the people who are quote unquote wanting to see me online, right? And it got overwhelming. And there were periods where in the midst of that, I was like, all right, I'm not going to succumb to the woes of the world. But yet back in my head, I'm like, dang, I should be posting something. To where, you know, now that desire of busyness isn't as prevalent as it is today. Excuse me, I'm backtracking. It is pretty prevalent. But I guess for me, like, it's like, okay, I recognize it there, but I don't have to subscribe to what is the biggest YouTuber out there that's doing, because I know where my square one is to their, you know, square 1,000. But there's still this level of, okay, but in my small pond, how am I growing and leveraging and maximizing my time and efforts and skill sets to meet the demands of the people that I'm trying to serve locally, right? Which became overwhelming. It became too much because it became more of what is the next video that's going to expand my voice and to help serve the people that I'm looking to serve beyond just the art of it and the creativity of it. That was the initial start of my journey. I came across this creator on YouTube, speaking of, because I'm trying to build a habit of looking and learning from new creators online. This creator called Hines, he's seems like a chill dude, like real chill. And we'll probably consume more of his content later about just how he sees the world. But one of the videos talked a lot about how the content creation has become like 9-to-5 trap, where you really feel like you're restricted of your creativity and your art to meet these demands and these standards that the algorithm has created or hustle culture has created or whoever, right? Like whoever they is, whatever they created, we are meeting those demands. And it's less about the art and more about the production of the art, right? And how that takes a lot out of the creators out there who are trying to just do it for the love of the game and less of the hustle of the game, right? And, you know, we got to make a living. We got to do what we got to do. And I'm not saying I'm by no means at that status level, right? But I can understand, like, be on this level, how demanding it can be to, or the feeling of demand or the feeling like there's pressure there to execute a certain level just to be relevant in this game. And I wonder, like, I've been wondering this as we enter this new year. Just what would happen if we shed that level of pressure when it comes to art or creativity or whatever it is that we're deciding to accomplish and lean more into just the why again of why it is that we stepped up to the camera or the mic or paintbrush or whatever expression that you have that makes you who you are, and not try to always be pleasing to the algorithms or the people or the people around you. And if we were to create that type of vibe again, right? I'm using this word vibe a lot, but we were back to that vibe again. How would that help shape our ability to show up and just to be ourselves again and to just love what we do and not feel so restricted or confined or want to quit whenever we do come to the point where art lost its meaning? And so I say all that to say, this is the journey that I'm looking to create of finding those pockets and spaces to do actually two things, right? I don't know why I look into my hand like that, but do two things. One is just to create boundaries to where I can be able to say no to the things that aren't as, you know, expressive. And part of this is strategic way of approaching it, right? So I got to be strategic in the way that I say yes to certain things, but making sure that it doesn't take away from how I want to show up in the world, and making sure that my boundaries help preserve the creativity that I've created for myself. And that could mean, you know, taking a moment and saying, you know what, from 9 to 10 p.m. is when I'm most creative. And I'm going to make sure I record during that time, right? And try to restrict and block anything out of that. Or, you know, if I find I'm more creative when I'm collaborative with people, finding time to collaborate with those folks and make sure that it's, hey, this is strictly collaborative time, and we're going to have some fun here. Also be okay with saying, yo, like some things, it's just is not in the right season today to accomplish, to be a part of that meeting or to say, you know, do that speaking gig, whatever it is that is, that might be within my wheelhouse, but it's just like, you know what, this is just not the right time, and be okay with the no being a no, you know? So creating those boundaries, but then also creating spaces to play, which kind of alludes to, again, the time blocking of when I am the most creative and actually play in those times. But then also to create activities where I don't have to produce it for the world. It can just be for me. You know, I can just go on a walk and talk and talk to my microphone and just speak words into the mic and not produce it, right? Or, you know, mess around on Canva or mess around on Photoshop or whatever, and just practice artistic skills or take some photos or whatnot and just let it be for me for that reason. And I don't have to like post it just to stay relevant and say, I posted something for the day. You know, I had to find that balance. I don't know what that looks like yet, but I know those are two things that I'm looking to implement more and more into this year as I approach it. And would hope that you all as creators in this world that, because I think we're all our creators in some capacity, that you have your rhythms, you have your practices that you are practicing to help express that creativity. And while you do so, there's external pressure. There might be some internal pressure that we're all experiencing to produce in a certain way, that you will know that you are more than what you produce, and you're more than your outcomes. You're more than your failures. You're more than your achievements and successes, right? That you're created, you're beautifully and woefully made, and that beauty is more than enough, and you don't need to do more than that. And that's a reminder I'm giving to myself. It's a reminder I'm sharing with you all as I'm thinking out loud. So let me know, what is that creative expression that you're planning on producing for yourself, not for the world, but for yourself? But if you do decide to produce it for yourself, it's going to make the world beautiful too. What does that look like? Get at me at Ray Devante on all social media platforms. I'd love to hear what that is. And who knows, maybe we can share those beautiful expressions together. Continue to share your story with others, and I'll talk to you soon. Peace.